As a Londoner in your adopted country, how have you found this tournament so far? Because it must be a bit of a surreal experience, because for all the boys, it's being away on a foreign tour, and you live here, of course.
For me, it's amazing. It's you see the kind of support you get in England, not just London, but all over. It's been supported so well. The crowds have been amazing, and the people are just so positive about the whole World Cup. It's a special place to play rugby. It's even more special being in a World Cup here, and it's to everyone coming to all the games, thank you for spending your pounds and watching it. It's as a player, you want to play in front of full stadiums, and every game is packed. So, and the noise is quite different to back in South Africa. They really get involved.
And Paul O'Connell said recently, after England went out, we're available for selection as your second team. If you're England fans and you're looking for a team to support, have you got a message? Because we obviously broadcast to fans around the world, including England fans, to England fans as to why they might want to support South Africa for the rest of this tournament.
I'm playing in the South African side, so please support us because of me. But no, for me, it's a great country. We play a almost similar style of rugby than England. So, we've got better looking players. No, don't put that in. I'm only joking. So please support us. We need the support. And it's very expensive for South Africans to come over. So the rand against the pound is 22 rand. So it's very expensive. So please support us. We need it.
And I'm sure you'll be aware that in 10 days' time, Saracens start their title defence of the Premiership rugby. That's obviously not at the forefront of your mind, but what do you make of the new season? Have you seen some of the comings and goings with your challenges, Leicester, Bath, Northampton, and what do you expect of the coming season for the boys?
Well, it's just going to get tougher. People has acquired new players. It's going to be even better competition, especially now after the World Cup. It's heightened the sense of rugby. It's heightened the outlook of rugby. I think more people will support rugby. That's what I hope that this competition brings. And the quality of people that is involved with rugby. I mean, it's where do you see a 6'7" guy that weighs 135 kilograms say sorry to a guy? I mean, there's so much respect. So hopefully we can get all types of people playing and watching this game. And it is a great game. But coming back to the Premiership, it's not in my mind at the moment. It's just the World Cup. And when I get back to Saracens, then the focus will be for that.
Finally, no team has ever won the Rugby World Cup having lost in the pool stage. Is that something that particularly bothers any of the squad? Or is that something that you see as a piece of history that you want to sort of prove wrong?
Well, there's always milestones. At some stage, nobody ran under 10 seconds. Nobody did the mile under 4 minutes. We want to be the first team that's lost the pool game against Japan. That has motivated us even more and made us more focused for the coming games. And as you can see, we went back to what makes us a very competitive side, and our focus is now just game for game. So actually, if we lost another game after Japan, we were out of the competition. So the guys are more focused than ever. I've never seen a squad of players so focused to win something than this team.